As Grove Street curves north next to the Foss Creek pathway, under a tree, you'll find a stone bench by Suzanne Biaggi. Suzanne calls this work a sculpture landscape.
So it's not just the landscape and it's not just the sculpture. It all is one piece. In other words, if you take the sculpture out and put it someplace else, it really doesn't work very well. I actually walked up and down the trail going, where can I place it? And then I chose something in creating the piece that I felt would fit with that site. So I'm looking at the aesthetics of it, and I'm also looking at what is the site philosophically, you know, and the site to me was very organic, and it's just kind of hidden back there. What I did is I made a cut on the piece. So the solid piece became two pieces. So it got separated from its host. And the way it started out, I think it was almost going to be a mother and child because there was the main piece and then there was a piece underneath that was being cradled. But then when I pushed the piece to the other side, it really became about separation. And I think I called it Separation 777 or something like that, because this year, 777 was this time when everybody kind of got together. A lot of people were being married. And it was when my relationship broke up. So I had this piece I was working on. So I basically went, oh, it's really about separation. I just got to shove this piece to the side, shoved it on out in essence. So I did that for psychological reasons, but also the piece itself, when it was just there, was not interesting. So the interesting thing is that the harmony and the balance, which the piece had when it was one piece, but just with the cut, didn't have the tension. My work is really, it's about intuition. Whether a piece is done, whether a piece is right, has to do if I get a certain feeling. And if the feeling isn't there, the piece isn't done and it's not right. I look upon it as a collaboration between myself and the stone. So it's not like Michelangelo who's seen something that's inside of it. It's more about taking a stone that has an innate history and respecting that history and also adding mine to it. So as time passes, the stone is still there, but it's been altered by my collaboration with it. So the stones I've chosen to work with are basalt and granite, and they're both hard. And I think that it really cuts down on what you can do in a reasonable amount of time. I like it because I'm very physical, and working with stone, it slows me down. I tend to be more energetic and more anxious. So working with stone is for me a meditation and a contemplation. I mean, I like people reacting, you know, to it and reacting with it. And I'm tickled that some people have found it off balance and wondered, you know, what happened, because that really is what it's about.